Friday nights just got juicier. Tune in at 6 p.m. every Friday for more gist, tips and tricks, trends, and entertainment exclusive to Alin Radio.
Hi guys, welcome to an exciting episode on Alin Radio. If you're new here, thank you for tuning in. My name is Oyenda, and I have with me...
Sam. How are you guys doing? Yeah, lovely week. How was your week going?
Well, I had a fun-filled week. Like, I had, like a really fun week.
Tell us, please.
So, I went to a place called Blue Mountain.
Oh.
Blue Mountain Resort. Actually went to two places.
Interesting.
I went to Blue Mountain Resort, and I went to a place in Toronto called Wet n Wild. It's like a water park.
Oh, okay.
So it was super fun for me. And yeah, that's just, you know, I had fun. At the water park, there are different slides.
Whoa.
We're walking in their bathing suits. So shapes and sizes.
Nice. Different shapes and sizes. Interested.
Yeah. So, you know, it was pretty cool. And Blue Mountain as well. There are lots and lots of people. I just went by the beach side.
Okay.
And they had a super cool DJ who was just, you know, playing really nice jams.
Nice jams. Okay. So for the wet and wild. So, okay. Well, I mean, we would want to know what you wore as well. I mean, since you said a lot of people would bathe in suit. So, what were you putting on?
Are you kidding me, Sam?
I'm not kidding. Like, for the sake of the listeners here, because you gave us feedback as to what people wore. Yeah.
We'd like to know what you wore. It's okay. I'll tell you now. So guys, so when you go to Wet n Wild, there's a section where you have to put in your stuff in the locker. So everyone is literally wearing their bathing suits and stuff no slippers on, nothing. You're just barefoot because everywhere you go, there's water everywhere. Bathing suits. So what do you want to know?
No. It's just interesting. We didn't see the picture. It's all right. It's all right.
Didn't see the picture. Where am I going to post this?
Anyway, I also had a fun weekend. I went on a road trip, to Squamish. So it's about 80 kilometers drive. So about 160 to and fro. And so there's this ride, a gondola. Mm-hmm. So it's called the Sea to Sky Gondola, mm-hmm. right? So over 890 feet. Yeah, 890 feet, if I remember correctly, above sea level. Quite massive, and the ride is about 10 minutes thereabouts, or 5 minutes ish. Yeah, so it takes you from the ground. Mm-hmm. So where the park or resort, you know, mm-hmm. is about 5 minutes. So it take you from ground level, then takes you very high. Take a 5 minute ride on the gondola, then takes you to that spot. Right, so you have hiking parts, very nice, lovely scenery, to be honest. Very lovely scenery.
And where is that?
Squamish in British Columbia. It's called, Squamish. Yeah, very, very, very nice place. Very nice place. And even whilst going, right, so the road leading to the place is called the Sea to Sky Highway. Very lovely. You'd see, you know, views of lovely mountains. Very lovely. Very lovely. So yeah, I had a fun week, honestly. Yeah.
So did you take pictures?
Oh yeah, I did.
How come you didn't see it?
Oh, I sent them to you already. just
funny.
Just check your email. Send them to you.
Okay, guys. So as you know, in this segment, this is the first segment of this episode, and it's called Trending, where we talk about what's trending on the online space. And I have some juicy, 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 juicy trends for you this week. So we're going to start off with the first thing that was trending a couple of days ago. Okay. So Elon Musk tweeted something. He says, the world's richest... Let me see. He said, being a mom is just as important as any career. What do you think?
Well, first off, I wouldn't denigrate the efforts of all responsible women, right? Mm-hmm. However, I think it is important to make clear that the same applies to men. Honestly.
Are we going to do this? Come on. Like, are you really tilting towards that?
Hold on.
Why,
I concede, right, mm-hmm. that both genders have significant roles, right, they play in their own separate ways, yeah? Right? It's just... asks me sometimes how undervalued and underappreciated men are, right? So I do believe.
Oh, come on, are you kidding me? Men are not undervalued or, you know, not appreciated. No.
I can tell you. Yes, I believe men are, to be honest. I believe men are. So to his tweet, right? So not to digress. Do I believe being a mom is just as important as any career? Yes, I do, right? And do I believe the same applies to men? Absolutely. So that's where I stand on that.
Anyway, guys, so like I was saying before, you know, Sam came with this. I actually respect your opinion. You know, I think it's also valid, but I wouldn't agree in this context. I think he was just saying, so for him, maybe something personal happened or... maybe he was just, I don't know what would have triggered this, but I mean, he shared on Twitter and he says being a mom is just as important as any career, because I think he's just trying to reference how, you know, how sometimes it could be difficult.
Okay. Yeah, it's sometimes difficult for men too. That's my point.
Yeah, like, I understand that. Yeah. But for women, I think it's more difficult for women. Don't you think so?
So honestly, as I said, both genders have significant roles they play. Right.
I understand
significant
that.
Roles in their own separate ways.
I know.
Sometimes, yes, it gets difficult for women, and sometimes it also gets difficult for men. So you see, that's the thing, right? Because when it's for women, right, they all come out, you know, defending. Oh, yeah, it's true. That's true. Women, but when it's men's turn, right, like you, because it's, and as I simply put it, right, it's just being undervalued and underappreciated. Like,
no, I don't think so. Guys, just so you know,
really?
Please shout out to all men out there. It's not like you guys don't do anything. You guys are also playing a role, and I also respect that. I respect both genders, actually. But I'm just saying, shout out to all the women out there, because it's not easy being like a mom, being there are multiple roles that women play. I mean, women are very strong beings. They multitask, they do a lot of things.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
You see, our bandwidth, a woman's bandwidth, I don't think a man has that kind of bandwidth, but hey, I'm not gonna go there, because having that kind of conversation with someone like Sam, you probably wouldn't win. And I'm not willing to, like, you know, I'm not willing to go down that rabbit hole. But like I said, shout out to all women. You know, we celebrate you. We appreciate you.
Likewise.
Shout out to, like, big ups to, just continue doing your thing.
Yeah. So again,
don't forget to be intentional, you know. Mm-hmm. Go get a manicure, a pedicure, go get a massage, go shopping, just do what makes you happy. And
very necessary,
very importantly,
necessary.
Mental health,
yeah,
you know, please make sure it's in check. Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, so shout out to all women, just keep being you. All right.
Yeah. And from my end as well, I mean, shout out to all responsible women. I mean, do not take my words, you know, to mean in any way I denigrate your efforts, right? I do not belittle them in any way, right? I just feel sometimes, I mean, show men some love, right? That's just it. Not, I mean, like, women are also, like, I agree with Oyin, right? Like, it takes a lot to be a woman, you know? A mom, it's an incredible job, right? So shout out to you guys, and we really do appreciate what you do for us, you know. So
okay, shout out to all the men out there as well. We appreciate you, we love you, thank you for everything you do, thank you for always keeping us grounded, thank you for you know completing the circle. I don't know what it is, but thank you guys. Are you happy now, Samuel? Are you happy?
No, if you do it more often, yeah, maybe I will.
Anyway, guys, moving on to the next topic trending. So there's this, there's a veteran Nollywood actor. His name is Kenneth Okonkwo. So he posted something on Instagram, you know, which, you know, got a little buzz, where he said something. I'm just going to read what he said.
Okay.
Said, no matter how upset you are, don't threaten your partner with a breakup unless you mean it. Focus your anger on what they've done without bringing it without bringing up the threats of a breakup. No relationship is without its ups and downs. Don't let anyone deceive you. You will quarrel and you will fight. You will have sad days. You will disagree some days and not find a common ground over some issues. Compromises don't always happen. These are normal things in a healthy relationship. He also goes, you know, further. He says the key to a lasting relationship is being with someone you can actually communicate your feelings to and have a solutions-based approach towards conversations. You know, he also says someone who doesn't just, you know, communicate but reciprocate the energy you give to them. Someone who forgives easily and reverts to their default factory mode of playing and laughing. And this is the key. So, Samuel, I'm just going to put you on the hot seat. What are your thoughts?
Well, I do agree. Like, I mean, it's not something you should threaten your partner with, right? So, first, we need to understand that, I mean, threat itself, right? It's from a position of control, right? Mm. From a position of power, right? Mm. So if you threaten, that means you believe, right, in that relationship, right? Like, you hold the power, right? So if you actually believe that, I do not see why you should then resort to threats. I don't know if you get what I mean. Like, because pretty much if you're that confident that, okay, you just did this, like, I mean, you believe, like, okay, if you can do it with this person, right? But sometimes a lot of people just use it as, you know, I know this tactic, yeah, where people just, you know, testing the level of the strength of the relationship, right? You know, use it as a litmus test to see how much, whether the other partner would also be willing to get back into the relationship by begging or, you know, I mean, groveling or whatever, you know. So, yeah, but I don't think it's necessary, to be honest. I think address the issues head on, just like you said, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, personally, I'm the type that, like, I deal with the issues, so solution-oriented, objective-oriented, go for it, and, yeah, move on. Yeah, so that's what I think.
Yeah, and also, like, it depends. Also, there's another important aspect. It depends on your partner, really. The level of communication, how much your partner is willing to compromise, the kind of level, the level of understanding you guys have. So after I literally took my time and I read this thing like twice, and then I came up with a list of the kind of, like, if you have. So I have like four. I divided it into four subsections where I'm like, we have the analyzers, right?
Okay.
You see, if your partner is an analyzer, someone that, and mind you guys, I just, you know, this are my own terminology. It's not like you're going to find it on the internet or anything. I don't know, but these are my terminology. So we have the analyzers. You see those ones, eh? Those ones, they help you reference dates. Like, if you, let's say you, like, there's an issue, and then it happened, like, maybe last year, da, da, da. They'll tell you, in the situation of things, they'll tell you, that's what you did last year, November 30th.
Yeah, I mean, the historians. I remember
when we went out, you went, they're very, very, you know, they're very, very specific with the date, the time, everything. And then we also have the forgivers, you know, those that, you know, just are willing to just sweep everything onto the carpet.
Yeah.
And, you know, they forgive you because, you know, out of love, they know that, okay, I know my partner definitely did not mean to say that.
Okay.
And then we also have the silencers. You see those ones? They'll literally kill you with silent treatments. Like, if nothing, they just keep looking at you, like, they make you go crazy, like, whatever you do or say. I mean, they're just not willing to compromise or anything like that. And lastly, you see those revengers. Like I said, guys, these are just my terminology. They might not make sense, but this is just
the revengers.
You see those ones? Those ones that what they do, like, they just go really deep in the sense that, in fact, they even go as far as rephrasing as everything you said. They wait for another situation to come up, and then they use your exact words so that you know how they felt when you used it to them. So that, and then they now reference it so that you don't go back to doing it again, which is super painful, right?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, so guys, so bottom line is just know that, understand that there are boundaries. I know, like, even, like, I mean, I'm also not perfect.
You're not.
Please, like we have flaws. Like everyone is flawed one way or the other. We're all not perfect. We're human beings, you know. Everything, our emotions kick in. So many things. So
right.
Yeah. So bottom line is just, you know, set boundaries. Know that no matter how bad it is, do not cross this line. If you cross this line, it means you're actually serious. And then, you know, we can actually look into it. So bottom line, don't threaten your partner with a breakup unless you mean it. Okay.
Quick question, Oye.
Yeah.
So, because you started with saying it depends on the partner, the relationship. So do you think there's any situation where a threat to your partner of a breakup is warranted? Do you think there's any situation where you say, okay, this situation justifies it? Such threats. I mean, from a woman's perspective, do you think any situation warrants it?
The thing is, if you're looking from a woman's perspective, women are emotional beings, like in the sense that sometimes we say things we don't mean. You know? Like we say things we don't mean. Like, and that's why I said it depends on your partner. If your partner knows that, of course, it's something that you'll probably talk about to say, I don't like this, don't do this again. But sometimes if you're coming from, like, you're just so upset or just mad, just to hurt the person, you could just say something you don't mean and you might cross that line because you're super angry or there's an argument and it's like really wild. So yeah, so if you're just trying to, like, talking from a woman's perspective or talking from my own point of view, even me personally, like, there are times when I'm upset and I say things I don't mean. I'm not perfect, I admit that.
I know. Yeah. I've been on the receiving end a lot, guys. Yeah, so I do understand.
Are you kidding? Look at this guy. You don't want to know what I have to put up with him. But okay, we're not gonna go there.
Excuse me. Anyway, moving on before I totally embarrass you. Yeah. to some like not too good news on the Nigerian front in the sporting world. Anthony Joshua lost his rematch to Alexander Usyk over the weekend.
Whoa.
Right. And quite painful. It was a split decision.
I know.
Right. And also, I don't know if you watch UFC, right? So that's the MMA fighters. Kamaru Usman, the Nigerian Nightmare, also lost his belt to Leon Edwards. Right. So, like, very, very, very unfortunate weekend for Nigerian sportsmen, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I have a question, actually.
Mentioned that. Yeah.
I don't really watch boxing, but I know Anthony Joshua. I mean, he's super cute. He's super tall, very cute guy. So I know him. Not know him like personally, but
hey,
popular.
Can you move on now? We get the point. He's tall, six packs, has a lot of money.
He's super cute. Anyway, moving on. So I didn't watch the fight, but I think I just saw like a little bit of the highlights where he gave his belts, like about four belts, to the opponent, right? So what does that mean? Does it mean that all the fights that he has won previously, he's handing over the title to the other guy?
So,
or how does it
actually
work?
That was out of anger, actually. So what actually happened? So those belts were not his, actually, at that point, right? So sometime last year, they had their first match. Mm-hmm. At that time, Anthony Joshua was the champion, right? I mean, so those belts, right, the WBA, WBO, IBO, and WBA, IBF, WBO, IBO, right? Four belts, right? So at that time, he was the champion. Now, this guy beat him and got those belts from him, right? Now, this match was a rematch. So is the Usyk Joshua 2, right? So that's the second time they would fight, right? So the idea is, you know, give the other partner. So usually they put in a clause, right, that when you lose, if the champion loses, usually they put in a clause that you would give the loser the opportunity to fight again for that belt, to try to reclaim the belt, right? So which was what happened over the weekend, and it got beaten again, you know. So what happened there was just out of frustration, you know, and just slammed everything down. But at the end of the day, he came back with a very rather sensational
apology. Yeah,
you know, then like a very long speech where he then appreciated and, you know, the winner, you know, said nice things about him. Yeah, but again, as I said, it was just a lot of people thought maybe he would win it this time. But yeah, lost it again. And yeah, I think that got to him. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. I guess sometimes in life we win some and we lose some. That's what life is about. Yeah, anyway, guys, that's what we have for you on trending this week. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Sit tight. Do not go anywhere, because when we come back, we have more juicy stuff in store for you. You are listening to Aylin Radio. Hey guys, welcome back to another segment on this episode. It's Let's Get Candid.
Yeah, yeah.
On today's on this segment of the show, we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic, which is, should you put your relationship on social media? Should you put your relationship on social media? Well,
okay.
It's just a pretty, you know, straightforward question. So I'm just going to be starting off. I know usually I always ask Sam first, but I just, you know, go straight to it and tell you guys what I feel. Well, it doesn't matter if you put your relationship on social media or not. You can put it as much as you want. I don't see anything wrong with putting your relationship on social media. So I think it's just a personal thing. It depends on the person's preference and the kind of person it is, right? Some people are like, they want to, you know, showcase, you know, whatever they're doing or who they're with. Some people don't mind doing that, while some people are pretty private, like they wouldn't want to, right, you know, put their relationship out there for people, right, to see, especially, right, if they're not like married and they're still like single. But in this case, I don't see anything wrong in posting your, you know, your lover or your spouse or partner, whatever it is, on social media.
Sam? Okay. Yeah, so I was actually going to make a very significant distinction, which you touched on. So first, for me, I would break it down into two. One is if you're in a marriage, and if you're just in a regular relationship, right? For some people, right, they may see both of them as the same, right? But I beg to differ, because, I mean, the obligations of a marriage are entirely different from just a regular relationship, right? So, which is why I would consider them separate. Now, for a marriage, I would say it depends on the partners, right? But for me, my preference will be not to put it all over social media, right? Because I'm like, deal with your stuff privately, right? You know, like, I mean, right? Like, I do not care. Like, just do your thing. Yeah, like,
why? Like, why would you? So you're saying that you're like, the person shouldn't post their relationship on social media because
I'm saying first, it depends on, so in the marriage, it depends on the partner. Honestly, in the marriage, it depends on the partner. So for example, if I had a wife, right, who loves to be posted all over social media, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it, to be honest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So in a marriage, I believe it's more than what you want, right? So you need to consider the interest of your partner, which is why I said I treat them separately. So for in a marriage, long and short, satisfy your spouse. Simple, move on. That's it for me, open and short, right? Satisfy your spouse. Like,
but it's not about the spouse, it's about the person. I don't think it has anything to do with the spouse, or it's about the person.
Oh, it sure does. Oh yeah, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
You know, there are some, okay, so let me give you an example. There are some guys that, right, some men, personally, they find themselves, like, they consider themselves private people, right? Whilst, and they do not want to post.
True.
And some women may feel, okay, are you not proud of me? You know, women, you know yourself, right? They will quickly give you cheap blackmail. Like, they will just come at you. From all sides. From all sides. Like, are you not proud of me? Is there someone else you've seen? Blah 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 blah. Like, they
that's
give
not
you
blackmail now. That's just, you know, that's not, I don't think that's blackmail now.
But it's the truth, right? Yeah. So they'll come with, in fact, by the time they charge you, right, it will be like a 60 count charge. You know, like, you'll be surprised. Like, all this just because I didn't post you. So because of that, for the sake of your peace of mind, right, brethren, just do what you can and please your spouse, right? That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. Which is why I think, so it's not just about you, you know, because now in a marriage, you shouldn't be selfish, right? So you should take your personal interest, you know, you should not consider your personal interests alone, but your spouse's as well. So, which is why I said, as much as possible as you can accommodate your spouse, right? So, which is why I would not have a problem with satisfying your spouse if that's what she wants. However, in a regular relationship, right? Mm-hmm. I think in that case, right, it's your call. And especially for women, and again, sorry Onye, that I'm coming at you guys, but usually for women, they're usually and this also applies to some men, right? Because you know, like, oh, why can't you post me, you know, are you seeing other guys, you know? So it goes both ways. Yeah, so I think it comes from a deep sense of distrust, right? Because one party feels okay that the other party is seeing someone else, or they're not proud of them. And you know, sometimes there are some individuals that are generally vain, right? That just believe, oh, am I not cute enough, am I not this, am I not that, you know, like they just want, you know, the attention and all that stuff. And they just feel when they do not get it, right, it's a sign that something else is going on, right? So
that's kind of crazy, because first and foremost, I don't think anyone should use social media as like any criteria or any yardstick for determining whether the importance of the relationship or if the person is it, because they can post you on social media without you being on social media, study. Like you can, they can post the person, and the person, like you, I mean, they can still post you whether you want or not post you.
Yeah, which is which? Yeah, I get what you're saying. Which is what?
You see, like anything social media, I'm really not really into it. Like, I don't take it seriously.
I agree.
You can post the person and say you love the person, da, 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 and you know, it still doesn't end up, you know, at the registry.
Yeah, but, I know what you mean. I know.
Like, you cannot post the person, you know, still be on the G and still run your dicks quietly and still not end up at the registry.
I don't think anyone
should give social media that kind of, you know.
Power.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree.
Who cares?
I agree
whether you post or not.
I agree entirely.
Nobody cares, really.
I agree entirely. As I said, I think it's just some people just have that I wouldn't want to say maybe low self-esteem, but they just have a problem, right? When you do not, because they quickly just turn it around for you and say you're not proud of me, and this I've heard it a lot, right? You know, you're not proud of me, you don't want people to know you were in a relationship, are you hiding something, or are you not proud of me? Do you get? And because for me personally, what I always ask like my partner or anyone I'm in a relationship with is this, and I tell people a lot, right? Which do you consider more important, satisfying you or satisfying people on social media, right? Like you're here, right? So for example, say it's your birthday, right? Right? Would you rather, you know, I go on social media, like constantly putting up your pictures, or I take you out on a nice date, take you for like, you know, lovely trip, maybe a vacation, you know, treat you nice and all that stuff. Which would you prefer, you know, to be honest?
I mean, any woman would want to be treated nicely.
So you would go for the latter, yeah?
Of course.
Exactly. But there are some people, right? So say you do the latter, right? But they're still mad at you, you didn't do the former. Right, okay, you took them out, but yes, it's not enough. Why didn't you post it? Are you so? You see,
they just
want
you to showcase them, you know, just
exactly,
you know, front them and say, like we both said, it depends on who the partner is. I mean, it depends on who the person is, it depends on who they are, what's important to them. Anyway, guys, it is what it is, do what works for you. Like I said,
totally,
if you're out there. Do not take anything you see on social media seriously.
Absolutely.
I don't think posting or revealing your relationship on social media should be a stressful thing or not.
Yeah.
If it works for you, fine. If it doesn't, sweetie, move on. You know, I think there are more important things to worry about than posting on social media or not.
Love and affection.
Social media or not, but that's just my own point of view, guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was, you know, nice talking about this.
And let us know your thoughts, guys. What you think. Get involved in our DM section. Yes, let us hear your feedback. What you think? Should you post your partner on social media? Should you not? again, for me personally, it's a, in the marriage, right, try as much as possible to take it above your personal interest, right? Consider your partners, right? You need to, you know, meet them halfway, whatever that is, right? So put that into perspective. However, in a regular relationship, yeah, I wouldn't say you should be entirely inconsiderate. However, I mean, like, in that case, you, I mean, just do what works for you, pretty much.
Yes.
The all important thing is, the all important thing, as Oni said, is what works for you, right? So, like, I mean, stay happy. That's the important thing, you know. So do not let that be a yardstick of a display of love or anything like that. Yeah.
All right, guys, thank you for listening in. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Like he said, like Sam said, you know, comment, like, share. You know, we want to share your thoughts with us. Send us an email, send us a DM. Don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back with something else for you. You're listening to ALN Radio.
Welcome to your one-stop destination for everything entertainment. ALN Radio is about to smash all streaming platforms. Tune in 6 p.m. every Friday. You don't want to miss this.
Guys, hope you're having fun, and this is the part of the show you've been waiting for, where we bring you everything, and I mean all the surprises and the juice, the wow section, guys. Welcome, yes, welcome guys to the wow section. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome back, guys.
Are you pumped up?
Well, I'm excited to see what you have for us.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I always have, you know, I've got the juice, you know. Anyway, guys, so on this part of the show, we'll be talking about something interesting this time, you know, just to switch it up a bit. And something towards men and women again, which you mentioned earlier. So there's this research that was conducted sometime, I think 5 years back or thereabouts, you know, about research about men and women. What I think, just to put it, like, general misconceptions about men and women, right? Which is, so we'll be reading out about 8 facts about men and women, you know, that you thought you knew, but I mean the research showed otherwise, right? So Onye, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so first is, men are better at recognizing flirtatious behavior compared to women. Again, men are better at recognizing flirtatious behavior compared to women. Now, this is, it's false, right? Because research has found that men fool themselves into thinking someone is romantically interested in them when they aren't. What do you think, Queen?
I totally agree, because some men misinterpret things. I don't know. They see what they want to see.
Well, to some extent, I think I agree, because some gestures may be misinterpreted by men as, you know, like, yeah. So, yes, I think I agree. But on the other hand, I think a lot of women, and again, maybe sometimes it could be maybe the environment, right? Because some women are not just used to meeting men, like meeting gentlemen. You see what I mean? So when they say proper gentleman, you know, like Sam, you know, they get. So why are you smirking? I don't get why are you making that sound? I was making a point. I'm saying,
yeah, we're listening to your point.
Yeah, so it's the funny sound you're making that I don't understand. You know, so I was saying, in some environment, right, women are just generally not used to gentlemen, and if they see a proper gentleman, I mean, they could then, you know, misinterpret his actions or his gestures, you know, for, you know, advances. You see what I mean? So yeah, I think it goes both ways. But yeah, I think, to an extent, I think I would agree with this. Yeah.
All right. So for the second fact, when it comes to checking themselves out in the mirror, men do it more times per day than women. How true is this?
No way. I do not agree.
You
no
don't?
Way.
I well, don't. Sorry to bust your bubble. It's actually true. So, a British study found that an average man looks in the mirror 23 times per day, what? While women do it only 16 times per day. So, on average, like men spend 10 minutes a day admiring their reflection, which is as much as like 6.5 days per year.
Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's interesting. I wouldn't believe this.
Who would have thought? Well, it's true.
Anyway, the next fact says women are far less interested in casual sex than men. Again, women are far less interested in casual sex than men. Do you think that is true?
Is it?
It's false. But anyway, this is a bit of a trick question because...
It's saying here, if you're saying false, you're saying women are actually interested in casual... more interested in casual sex than men?
No, that's not what I'm saying. So, which is why it's a bit of a trick question. So, I want to explain. So, actually, on the face of it, women are less interested in casual sex than men. But this is not far less, right? Not far less. So, that's just the distinction. So, it's saying they're less interested, but not far less. So, it's a close match between women and men. So, it's not as if it's a wide gap, right? So, that's just what this is. Yeah, so that's the... Because it says studies show women would likely have casual sex in the context of casual dating relationships, friendships, or hookups with exes, rather than a random hookup, right? So women are more likely to have a one-night stand with a celebrity or a friend, rumor to be good in bed. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? That's interesting. Anyway, so again, this study agrees that women are far less interested in casual sex than men, however, not far less. So it's a close match. Yeah, so that's the gist of it.
All right. So what do I have here for you? So men tend to initiate breakups and divorce more than women. Is this true or false?
No way. No way.
When you say no way, do you mean...
It's false. It's false. It's women. Women are the queens of breakup and divorce, like the masters.
Anyway, so research found that women initiated nearly 70% of all divorces.
Mm-hmm. 70%. Can you imagine? 70.
Yeah, 70%.
Yes.
Yeah, of divorces so far. So it's often the woman who expresses more, you know, dissatisfaction and conflicts about, you know, the state of marriage. So it says here that men are more likely to be okay in a dissatisfying marriage or relationship.
We keep on moving on. Anyway, so I mean that. To me, that was a no-brainer, actually. Like, I would agree totally. So, the next one, men are more likely to be addicted to their smartphones than women. Do you think that's true or false?
I think it's false. Women always have stuff to do on their phones.
Yeah, you're right. That is
I do everything false. On my phone, everything.
Yeah. So, the study found that 30% more women use their phone for 4 hours a day or longer. Right, research finds that 1 in 5 women said they have insecure feelings beyond normal when they are separated from their smartphones. Are you kidding me? That's 20%. 20% feel insecure. Wow, that's interesting. Anyway.
Anyway, so guys, cheesy pickup lines are more likely to work on women than men. Interesting.
I agree. That would be true.
Well,
that would be true.
It says here it's true.
I said it because I mean, even when I was dropping my pickup lines, I could feel the trigger. I could feel the sense. I could feel that movement. So yeah, I agree.
Guys, we all know it's not true, but hey, just to make himself happier, he likes to gas up himself. But that's fine. Anyway, so studies show that this is what studies are showing. It says pickup lines may fall flat. They get to. They get the conversation going and can produce a short-term hookup. Oh, really?
Wow.
But if you're looking for a long-term partner, guys, you gotta try harder.
I do agree, actually. I do agree. So the next one says men are more likely to initiate having protected sex. Do you think that's true?
False all the way.
False all the
way.
I agree. I leave the banner proudly. I leave the banner false. Anyway, this is totally false. And I do agree. I do agree on this one. Because women are more cautious, as researchers discovered that men were much less interested in wearing a condom if they felt their potential partner had a pretty face. Can you imagine? Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. This research has a growing body of evidence that both men and women want to relax or want to relax safe sex standards for good-looking partners.
What?
So what this means is, I mean, if you're not good-looking, they most likely wear a condom.
Okay, guys. So lastly, when it comes to gossip, women do it more often than men. How true is this? Is this true or false?
Very true. Very, very true.
I'm sorry to bust your bubble. It's actually false. So, men spend an average of 76 minutes a day chatting and gossiping with their friends or work colleagues compared to just 52 minutes for women. Mm-hmm. One study reveals that when men and women hear a juicy secret, many men will share it with someone almost immediately after learning about it. Women, on the other hand, keep it to themselves for at least 3.5 hours before spreading the news.
What? So I think this study actually used mm-hmm. a very small sample size, right? The sample size didn't cover a lot of women. Because 3.5 hours for women, I do not agree.
Well, I guess everyone is entitled to their own opinion. That's what research says.
Well, I see what you mean, but it's just interesting because I know women want to, you know the latest updates in fashion in this.
So
and
do
that.
Men. So do men. Have you been to a gathering with drunk men? They talk about everything. they have loose mouths. Like, you don't want to be there. They talk about everything.
Interesting. Well, in this case, the keyword would be the drunk. Right, so yeah, maybe.
Well,
maybe.
In most cases, not all of them are drunk, right? There are people that you know that are there that are not fully drunk, but still engage in the conversation and also have, you know, they talk. So,
okay. Anyway, guys, we hope you have fun on this segment today, talking about the battle of the sexes. You know, mm-hmm. just general research as to what. Well, I mean, things you consider facts, which are just maybe misconceptions, you know. And I mean, it's just to share what the studies have said about both sexes. And truly, I think this search or this study is actually, like, I think it's just an unending task, if you ask me. Like, if you try to find from what's going in between the heads of a man or a woman, I think it's just it's just one you would not get to the end of, you know. Like, it's just like an unending abyss, you know, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I don't think anyone should actually venture into this project anyway. Yes. So guys, we hope you had fun. We hope you loved it. Again, remember to slide into our DMs at Alien Radio on Instagram. That is ELANRADIO on Instagram. Slide into our DMs. Get involved in our comment section. Let us know what you think. You know, what you think about these episodes. You know, which do you love most? You know, mm-hmm. let us know what your feedback is. And also, you could send us an email at hello@alienradio.com. That's hello@alienradio.com. So please let us know and we'll respond as always. Thank you.
Yes, guys. And also, please note that there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, Castbox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and Anchor.
Okay, thank you. So please, guys, any of these platforms, you can, you know, listen to us. I mean, even on our bio on Instagram, you see the link there. Just click it to take you to all our episodes. So please share your feedback, get involved, and always respond. Thank you so much, guys. We hope you had an amazing time on this show. And do we have pickup lines? Anything for
not today, guys. Not today. That ain't happening. I'm not gonna sit and watch you guys.
I know. Oh, yes, Onye has not gotten over the woeful performance of last week, guys. So she's still brooding in that.
Guys, trust me, he was blushing all through. Just like black people don't blush, but you see him, he was smiling from ear to ear. You could tell he was enjoying every minute of it.
Excuse me, what are you
saying?
You were.
You could tell the way if you listen really closely to last week's episode, he was just giggling and laughing and. You know, he was enjoying himself. You can tell.
I don't know what you're talking about,
guys. All you see, I don't even need to talk too much. All you need to do is rewind, go back to that episode. You can tell whenever Sam is super happy about something, he giggles a lot.
Okay. Now I won't giggle anymore. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for spending your time with us on this episode. Have an amazing week. Keep it locked on Alien Radio. It's your number one host again, Sam. Signing out. Have a wonderful week.
Bye.
The way that you're walking, the way that you're talking, you're the one I wanna spend this night with, trying to get in them drawers and bring it out to the morning. Cause you're shaking it off for me, giving it all to me, rubbing that
body on me.
Keep on shaking it off for me, giving it all to me, rubbing that
body on me.
Hey, how you doing, mama? I need to know your name. You giving me the I'm giving you the same. It just hit me right now, what we should do today. Go tell your friends bye-bye, hey, let's go hop a plane. It's no mistaking, the attraction's ironic. I wanna make you someone more than just a bone in my closet. I wanna win that type of relationship where you gon' wanna come hang when your man didn't trip. You say you're short this month, and you're late on your rent. He took your car, what you mean, homeless? Yeah, yeah,
the way that you're walking, the way that you're talking, you're the one I wanna spend this night with, trying to get in them drawers and bring it out to the morning. I can already tell you want it, cause you're shaking it off for me, giving it all to me, rubbing that
body on me.
Keep on shaking it off for me, giving it all to me, rubbing that
body on me.
Shorty moving closer and closer and slower and lower. Yeah, I think she knows she making me. Got every man in the building like, oh my god. She slicked it a lot of dotty. When she work her body. When you done her at the party, meet me down there in the lobby. And I'll be waiting on ya. Ain't no debating on ya. I got a seat for ya. We can let the top back in. We don't have to stop, girl. I got a little something I wanna. Believe me, it's strong. La mama, please don't make me wait too long.
The way that you're walking, the way that you're talking, you're the one I wanna spend this night with, trying to get in them drawers and bring it out to the morning. I can already tell you want it, cause you're shaking it off for me, giving it all to me, rubbing that
body on me.
Keep on shaking it off for me, giving it all to me, rubbing that
body on me.
See you looking at my body, baby. Now you wanna come and put it on me. If I gave it to you, could you promise me that you could make her feel like it never did? Cause I see you and you see me. Now if I please you, could you please me? Now I ain't the one in no relationship, and I ain't tryna be the other chick. I know you
want it. The way that you're walking, the way that you're talking, you're the one I wanna spend this night with, trying to get in them drawers and bring it out to the morning. You're shaking it off for me, giving it all to me, rubbing that
body on me.
Keep on shaking it off for me, giving it all to me, rubbing that
body on me.